Department of Labor cuts $13.6 million in diversity, equity, inclusion grants for gender expansive people. By Sean Moran on May 7, 2025. The Department of Labor, DOL, and the Department of Government Efficiency, DOGE, cut 25 diversity, equity, and inclusion, DEI, grants, saving $8.4 million that would have been spent on fostering inclusive environments for gender-expansive people and other woke initiatives. The Dolan Doge on Tuesday announced that they had canceled $13.6 million in DEI grants, which Doge said included $716,000 for DEA materials, training modules, and support networks. $398,000 for gender equity awareness training. $350,000 to migrant sending or receiving communities. A source familiar said that the grants included funding other controversial programs, including an equity summit to foster inclusive working environments that are safe for women and gender-expansive people, particularly those of color, those with disabilities or neurodivergence, transgender people, and those underrepresented in tech. A program for underrepresented communities through Greater Houston, Texas, including women of color, those with disabilities, justice-involved women, immigrant women, transgender women, and more. A pre-apprentice program and non-traditional job training program in Biloxi, Mississippi for women, transgender women, and non-binary individuals in the Gulf Coast region. A DEI program to expand recruitment to historically underrepresented communities in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania and southwestern Pennsylvania, including women of color, women with disabilities, justice-involved women, LGBTQ+, and immigrant women. A program to address climate change and a means to mitigate the impacts of racial, social, and economic justices on vulnerable communities. The DOL had canceled $577 million in America Last contracts in March. Another $12.2 million was for worker empowerment in South America, and $6.25 million was for improving respect for workers' rights in agricultural supply chains in Honduras, Guatemala, and El Salvador. The canceled grants were intended for other countries as well, including $3 million for safe and inclusive work environments in Lesotho, $3 million to enhance social security access and worker protections for internal migrant workers in Bangladesh, $4.3 million for assisting foreign migrant workers in Malaysia, and $5 million for elevating women's participation in the workplace in West Africa, per Doge. We want to focus on getting more women into good-paying jobs based on merit, not funding discriminatory DEI experiments that elevate gender ideology over the real challenges women face in the workforce, DOL spokesperson Courtney Parella said in a statement to Breitbart News. Sean Moran is a policy reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on X @SeanMoran3.